BBC News with Ian Purden. The United States has condemned the suicide bomb attack on its embassy in the Turkish capital Ankara as an act of terror, and it's warned its citizens against visiting US diplomatic missions in Turkey until further notice. Two people died in the blast, including the suspected attacker. The White House spokesman Jay Carney told reporters the motivation behind the attack was not clear.
A suicide bombing on the perimeter of an embassy is by definition an act of terror. It is a terrorist attack. However, we do not know at this point who is responsible or the motivations behind the attack. The attack itself is clearly an act of terror.
The Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan later blamed an outlawed Marxist group for the bombing. Mr. Erdogan called for a global effort to combat what he called terrorist elements. Hundreds of Egyptian anti-government protesters are clashing with security forces outside President Mohamed Morsi's palace in Cairo. Protesters have been throwing petrol bombs at security forces. Yolande Nell reports.
Outside Mr. Morsi's palace in northern Cairo, the night sky is lit up by fireworks and petrol bombs thrown by protesters and white trails of tear gas fired by the security forces. There are also skirmishes close to Tahrir Square in the heart of the capital. Earlier, thousands of people took to the streets after youth groups called for demonstrations against the Islamist leader, who they accuse of betraying the values of their uprising 2 years ago. Supporters of the president say it's an attempt to use the power of the street to bring down the country's first democratically elected leader.
Rescue teams in Mexico City are still sifting through rubble at the heavily damaged headquarters of the state oil company Pemex to try to find anyone who could remain trapped there after Thursday's explosion. At least 33 people are now known to have been killed and over 100 injured in the explosion, which severely damaged the high-rise building. The head of Pemex said it was still too early to determine the cause of the blast. Heavily armoured columns of French troops are pouring into northern Mali in the newest phase of the operation against Islamist militants. It's important for the future of the country, as Mark Doyle reports from Mali.
This military deployment signals the next phase in the war against the Islamic militants. The first French tactic was airstrikes. Mirage jets dropped guided bombs on buildings across northern Mali that had been occupied by the Islamists. But because the Malian army was chased out of the north by the Islamists last year, it also left a power vacuum. This is the vacuum the new French deployment hopes to fill. Soldiers from an African force are also beginning to deploy here. But as these allied armies establish their presence, it seems likely some of the Islamists will also regroup.
World News from the BBC. One of America's key market indices, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, has traded at its highest level in 5 years, rising briefly above 14,000. The rise was helped by upward revisions in jobs figures for the last 2 years and better-than-expected manufacturing data. The Dow Jones has closed above 14,000 on only 9 previous occasions, all of them in 2007. In what the French are calling the first deal of its kind ever, Google and media companies in France have settled a long-running dispute over the internet search giant's right to use content it hasn't produced. Google has agreed to set up an $82 million fund to help old media adapt to the digital age. Dejan Radojevic reports.
President Hollande's office said France was proud to be the first country in the world to sign this deal with Google. It came after months of negotiations and threats by the government in Paris that it would pass a law targeting the internet giant. French news websites had demanded a share of advertising revenues that Google earns by providing links to their content. The search engine reportedly rejected the idea on the grounds that it would threaten its very existence. In the end, it seems they met somewhere in the middle.
The Colombian authorities say three policemen have been killed in an ambush by FARC rebels in Maicao on the border with Venezuela. They've also said that a top FARC commander was among 6 men killed in an army operation on Thursday. The escalation in the conflict comes as the latest round of peace talks in Cuba enters its second day. More than 150 nightclubs, restaurants and bars in Brazil have been closed after they were deemed to be unsafe. The closures follow Sunday's fire in a club in the south of the country in which 236 people died. The Brazilian authorities say many lives could have been saved if safety regulations had been properly observed. The majority of the closures were in Rio de Janeiro. BBC News.